אז לפני שאתם מאזינים לפרק הבא, רק רצינו להזכיר לכם שאנחנו בטוויטר FPL Boring Tales, אתם מוזמנים לעקוב אחרינו ולהגיב לנו, וגם לבקש מכם בקשה קטנה, אתם מאזינים לפרק הזה באיזושהי אפליקציה כלשהי של פודקאסטים, אז אנחנו נשמח מאוד אם תוכלו לדרג אותנו שמה ולהשאיר את הביקורת שלכם באפליקציה, זה מאוד עוזר לנו לקדם, וכמובן אני נשמח שאם תוכלו לשתף את הפודקאסט עם חברים כדי שכמה שיותר אנשים יוכלו ליהנות מהתוכן הזה, וזהו, שיהיה לכם הנאה רבה מהפרק, ובבקשה. So, hi and welcome to the 34th episode of FPL Boring Tales. Tsur, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm great. I'm great. I didn't have the best week in fantasy. Had only 48 points. Very bad Saturday. Sunday was a big improvement, but still only 7 points above the average of the week. How was your week?
My week was really amazing, basically, because it started off a bit hard, but in the end, I was saved by Dominic Calvert-Lewin absent, and I had Dallas replaced him with 17 points, and I finished at around 14,000 place in the week. So my week was very great. And I also found out about a new nickname for a player in the Premier League. Maybe you'll know this player. The nickname is Showberto Carlos.
Showberto Carlos?
Yeah, Showberto Carlos. You know who it is?
So you're still with me?
Yes, do you know who it is?
It's Luke Shaw, for sure.
Yeah, Luke Shaw. He said that... his friends are laughing at him and say that people are calling him Roberto Carlos, and he was he asked about it, and he was humbled and say that he was amazing. He saw him a lot when he was younger, and he was world class, and like he can't compare to him. He doesn't think about it anyway. So that was a nice answer for him.
Yeah, is he going to be a starting defender for England in the Euro?
Very much well could be. I'm finding hard to find a better solution for them at the moment, but let's see.
Chilwell maybe.
Chilwell should need to play first for the candidate for the England first team, but they both might be summoned, and then see what Southgate will decide. Okay, so let's start about our episode.
Yeah, let's start talking about the last game week 31. First team on the topic today is Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds had the biggest surprise of the last few weeks, I think, with the win over City with two goals from Stuart Dallas with Stuart, right? I mean, right? Stuart, I'll check it. Dallas, their so-called defender that is playing midfield.
Yeah, had an amazing game and amazing asset for fantasy owners for this week. You know, it was a massive upset for sure for City, and suddenly their championship run is looking kind of shady, maybe? No, not yet, maybe, but, you know, yeah, it's not...
Maybe shady, but it's not worrying at that moment. And Stuart Dallas had 1 million users benching.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most of the people had him on the bench and were praying after that game to not play the other players they have. So it was all over Twitter. People begging for not playing this one or that one. You got lucky on that account, but we talked about that on our Hebrew episode. So it's a matter of choosing your players right, and it wasn't so probable that Leeds will win. That's why most of the players put him on the bench. So I think that would be a reasonable call.
Yeah. And eventually you were aiming for what's reasonable to happen. Like everyone sees otherwise, but basically, you should aim for things that should happen. And putting Bamford on the lineup and expecting and wishing for an upset, this is more reasonable. But putting Dallas on the lineup, or giving a captain or triple captain and thinking that it would be an upset like that, this is really...
That's a bit crazy.
Yeah, a bit crazy to foresee. And if anyone did that, well done for them.
Yeah, they're both lucky and crazy. Do you think that for next week against Liverpool, it would be a good gamble to keep him on the starting lineup? Or are you still putting him on a bench?
I'm still putting him on a bench because... they will have good time, good period of time. They were playing on Monday from their game, and they are probably, I believe, that they won't stay in the Champions League. So basically, they only have the league to get to the Champions League next year, and it's not guaranteed at all. They have tough schedule, they have tough opponents. So I think they will do whatever they can to beat the Leeds. So I will be careful to play Dallas in the lineup. I think I moved him one spot in the middle of the bench instead of the edge of the bench. So this is my
that is price for 17 points.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you. I understand and I agree with you. I have Bamford and he's going to be on the bench for the next game for sure. So let's talk about our next team, Chelsea, back to the winning habits this week. Not a bad result at all, except they had to concede one goal and ruin my clean sheet for Rudiger. By the way, that was I think that was Chilwell's fault. He was not watching his player so well on the corner. But regardless to whose fault it was, Pulisic had a really good game.
Yes, but it's a matter of it's still a problem with Chelsea to understand who will play next week, and maybe we should just call them numbers. Like stop playing. let's say number seven. That way maybe we can earn some points with them. I have number seven from Chelsea, whoever will be. I have number seven, and then next week I will have number 11, and then maybe we can have some points because now we just can't know. Like, would you imagine that Timo Werner is not playing at all? Like in two games in a row, he didn't play against Porto, he didn't play at the league. Something is fishing in there. So maybe he's trying to teach him something, Thomas Tuchel. Maybe he understands that he's not that good this year.
There are two options. No, I don't think so. I don't think that Tuchel believes in Timo in general and thinks that he has the potential to be the best striker in his team. But on the other hand, he can see that there is a lot of pressure on him. And he talked about it in the last few interviews he had, mentioned it a lot because he's getting questioned a lot about Timo Werner's fitness and form and that sort of things, and why he's not scoring. So I think that he's trying to kind of defend him, bring him in slowly. I'm not so worried about Timo and Tuchel. I think that Tuchel will keep letting him play, and he also has to bear in mind Champions League and Cup and so forth. On the other hand, what I am thinking is that probably by the end of the season, if Timo doesn't start scoring again, they might start looking for other strikers. So next season, he might not be a Chelsea player or be a less important Chelsea player.
Yeah, I think that the summer with the European Championship will help Chelsea to decide either way. But for now, as I said, Chelsea is too binder for me, too big of a question for me to decide what to do with them. I'm just staying off. And I don't think that their clean sheet run is valid anymore. Like maybe Chilwell was a blame for the last goal, but basically they are not defending as well as they did when Tuchel just started playing with them. So I'm staying away from all Chelsea assets.
Okay, I see what you mean. I'm stuck with Rudiger. I really hope that he will play, but you know, I don't know if a clean sheet is on its way to me. To be honest with you, I'm kind of concerned about that, but I don't have many choices right now.
Okay.
So let's talk about Newcastle. Newcastle were looking like they're going to replace Fulham on the relegation line, and suddenly Saint-Maximin is back. Callum Wilson is starting to show that he's coming back, and they won again.
And maybe the last minutes to Wolves. That was also a big factor.
Yes, true. So, and it wasn't an easy game. It was against Burnley, Burnley are not an easy team, but you know it's interesting if they have a chance to save the season or they are on their way to the next league, to the championship. Do you think that they have it? They have what it takes to survive this year?
I don't think that. I think that they have enough points to feel comfortable at the moment. But I know also they have like all the top 14 to play against, basically. So it will have they have really big mountain to climb to make these points valid. I mean, they need this cushion, and with a few good games from Fulham and West Bromwich, they might be relegated in the end. So Newcastle shouldn't sleep on their laurel. Imagine that they are in the Premier League for sure next season. They should play, and maybe they should play for the best, and maybe they will beat a win against Fulham in the last game will be enough for them. Anyway, Saint-Maximin was great this week, but I'm not as I said for the schedule. I'm not taking him.
He's not taking very, stocks.
No, I'm not taking any stocks from Newcastle. They are not. They have a tough schedule, and they are not stable enough to count on them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, maybe as a cheap midfielder, Saint-Maximin could be an option. But since we're not so sure that he won't get injured again, and we know that they're not in the best shape, let's wait for a few more weeks. Maybe after a game or two from their tough schedule, it will be a different story. And I mean, next week they're playing West Ham. I'm pretty sure West Ham going to beat them. So let's see. Let's see how their season goes. But for sure, in some of the games that are going to happen until the end of the year, it might be worth to have either Saint-Maximin or Callum Wilson. We have to keep an eye on them, Newcastle.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So next team from this lineup for game week 31 that just happened was Leicester. They did lose the game, but they gave a really good good run to try to win it at the end. The second half was all Leicester. West Ham kind of put a stop to their game at some point, stopped the attacking, and Leicester took over, and Iheanacho was the captain of that. Is really on fire right now.
Yeah, and he's really, really, really overshadowed Vardy in the attack, and he's scoring like crazy. And it's surprising to me. I always thought that he was not a good enough player for the Premier League, but he's showing that he's really scoring well from all cylinders. And really, he's like a must-have asset at this time, especially with the, if I'm talking all the way to the about the schedule. I'm talking with him also about the schedule. He has a nice and easy schedule. They should be scoring points at the moment. So I think that Iheanacho is really impressive. And by that, it means that Vardy is not that impressive. And if you have him, you should drop him. So I really like Leicester. I think that they will stay in the Champions League spot. But they have to... they have to be better in games like that, and I think that Iheanacho is really the guy to have at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with you about Iheanacho, and also we should mention that Maddison is back. He was supposed to be back this week, but he did something that his manager thought would be worth staying out of the starting end. And at all from the game squad. He broke the COVID laws with other two teammates, Jose Perez and another guy, I forgot the name. Rogers said after the game that that he decided to not start them and that he doesn't, you know, that they will play in the cup and I guess also in the game they have the against I guess who they're playing against West Brom this week, but it was important for him to say something, to make a point about the team spirit, and you know, and I kind of agree with him about this. I mean, even though it cost him some points, probably not starting Maddison. It was an important point, as you don't do these kind of things as a professional player.
Yeah, you're right. He's a professional player, we're getting a lot of money for it, and it was on the spot. This matter. Okay, what is the next? What is the next player that we're going to talk about?
Let's talk about United assets, especially about Cavani. United is kind of doing a fake run for championship, but not really, you know, more for the Champions League. And they are in really good form right now. And Cavani gave a nice performance this week. Would you recommend people to, to start him or to get him into their team or any other United assets?
I think you should keep an eye on Cavani. You should understand now that Martial is gone and what is the focus from United, because they will probably go to the semi-final of the Europa League and they have another game against Granada this week. So you should see how much Martial is playing at how much Cavani is playing at in front, how much Greenwood is playing in front, trying to understand what is the preferences at the moment for United, because Cavani likes to score very much and he's a great player, and if he has the chances and if he had the minutes, he's scoring. So you should see if he's playing in the league monthly. You should really invest in him, and only if you don't have, if you have the money, like don't try to do, I don't know, put two players just to have the money and then answer him. He's not a top player for fantasy, but he's a top player for the real football. So if you have the money, go and buy him. If you have Ings and you want to upgrade him a bit, that's a good idea.
He's not more expensive than Ings, right? He's 7 point how much right now?
Yeah, he's not. I thought he's more expensive than he's 7.8. You're right, and Ings 8 point something. Yes, yeah, so you can get him. It's more cheap than Ings. I don't think it is any competition between them who is a better player from now on. So I think you should get him if you can. But I'm a bit afraid for Bruno if you talked about United assets. I think the Bruno Fernandes is in the decline this in the recent weeks, and this decline might continue because of the high pressure from big games and from a lot of games in a few weeks. So and also the added of Pogba, that you can see now that Bruno was moved to the right from the center in the last game. So you should follow that also, and maybe if you're doing a wild card, consider him as a player that might be out of your lineup.
Okay, so you're saying we should sell Bruno right now, or maybe wait a week or two?
Wait, I don't say sell him, but if you were trying to build a team, I say exclude him at the moment.
Right, don't bring him in if you don't have him.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about Arsenal. We know Arsenal had a shaky season so far. They are kind of in the, stuck in the middle, not going to go up much, not going to go down much. Not many goals left this season. But, you know, Lacazette is showing some potential as a fantasy asset at least, and possibly other players as well from Arsenal, maybe Holding. Now that David Luiz is not playing,
mm-hmm. You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Do you think that Holding could be a good asset or Lacazette?
I think Lacazette is a great asset. I don't know about Arsenal defense. You don't have to be impressed too much from them not conceding a goal from Sheffield United. You know they got. Goals from Liverpool, they got 3 goals from West Ham. They are really finding it hard to defend against teams. They are keeping their clean sheet. It's like, you know, when was the last time before Sheffield United that they keep the clean sheet?
No idea. Give me a clue.
When both of the team didn't want it to play. Okay, and before that, it was Newcastle. So it's really, they needed really good chances not to concede. So I think that it's not a good option Holding. I think you can get a better ones and maybe the same price. It's not okay. A regular clean sheeter.
So you see Fulham scoring against Arsenal this week?
I think so, because they are in a really big troubles. The Fulham and Arsenal, as you say, is not really concentrated on that because of the they are playing Slavia Prague, and they need the win at the away game. I think that Fulham might use this opportunity to minimally to score. Maybe also to win this game.
Yeah, it's a very important game for Fulham for sure. I mean, they are kind of trying to cling on to the Premier League. They're 6 points away from Newcastle, which is the closest team. And with a game above them, they have 32 games. Newcastle has 31. It's going to be a very tough time for them. So they for sure they're going to try and win Arsenal or any other points they can gather in the next few the games. It's going to be a tough game for Arsenal. I agree with you. I wouldn't take defenders from Arsenal in general and specifically for this game. About Lacazette, as you said, it could be a good option as a striker for the next few games. Not necessarily this week, because this week for your expensive striker, you know who to take. Harry Kane, you know, for the next weeks, it could be a good option. Depending on the schedule, Arsenal could have an easy game. Well, for sure, against Fulham, they could score. The next week after against Everton, with a very bad form at the moment, could score. So
that is a nice differential with 8% of ownership.
Exactly. It's a very good differential for expensive striker, and is not the most expensive striker.
Aubameyang has 8.2. Like, more people have Aubameyang than Lacazette.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, whoever is still holding Obama, either it's a dead team that haven't made any subs since the first or second game week, or they are not reading the reality so well. I mean, Aubameyang and Arteta are not in good terms right now. Is not always starting him or at all. He prefers Lacazette as the main striker for sure. I don't know about holding Aubameyang at all. I think that it's another big star that fallen in Arsenal like we had before, and I think that as it looks right now, if Arteta is staying, then Aubameyang is not staying.
Yeah. That seems like a good observation. Okay.
So, last team for this week, West Brom. We already mentioned a little bit.
Yeah, we had a crazy great game from Sam Johnstone with 3 points bonus, three saves, and a save of a penalty and a clean sheet. It was 15 goals from 15 points, fantasy points from a goalkeeper. This is very amazing, very impressive.
Except from scoring a goal, he did everything.
Yeah, although he assisted a goal a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean, he's having an amazing season, even though West Brom are really, one of the strong candidates to be relegated. He's still giving in a lot of good performances, and probably one of the biggest factors for the recent run from West Brom, a good run right now that is kind of trying to hang on to the Premier League. I don't think that it will be enough. They have a lot of points to earn yet, and Fulham is better, and Newcastle has better quality, and the other teams are even better than that. So it will be very hard for them to keep it up, to stay in the league, but they are still giving it the best shot, and Johnstone is a big part of it.
Yeah, he has 124 saves, and he leads the Premier League with that.
Wow, that's amazing. So, we talked about it last week, that we keep Emi in the lineup because of a lot of saves in the game, and it's the same story with Sam Johnstone. He's cheap, he has a lot of saves, even when West Brom is losing, he's still going to get you some points. So, it's not a bad option.
Yeah, it's not a bad option. I like him a lot, and I think that also he's teammate Andreas Pereira is something that you should, someone that you should look at. I don't think that you should bring it just now, but if you have him, you should keep him, and you should wait with the strong schedule that they have now. But they will get better, and they will find themselves fighting for points in the near future. So you should keep him for now and see if you can play him later.
Yeah, there might be a really good chance for you to earn some points on him. So, yeah, I wouldn't toss him right now, maybe against Wolves on the 34th game week. Maybe at the end when they're playing Fulham at some point, right? They actually have a really strong schedule, really strong teams. Most of the teams, but they have, the last game they have is Leeds. I don't know.
Against Chelsea, so they might surprise team after all.
Yeah, they might have a few surprises. For a differential midfielder, it could be a really good choice. It also is on penalties, so that's also something to keep in mind.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about the next game week. As we said, Spurs have a double against Everton and Southampton. Maybe the easiest double we've seen this year.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Actually, for a big team with in a good run for a player like Harry Kane.
Yeah. Would you take hits for bringing in Everton players this week? Spurs players this week?
I am. I did took one hit for bringing Kane. I needed to sell De Bruyne and Dominic Calvert-Lewin and brought him and Madison for me to enjoy this game week, because first of all, it's not only this game week. Spurs has an easy schedule for the next rest of the games. And also, I'm having trouble with KDB playing time. He's having trouble, basically. So yeah. I thought this is the best way to do it, especially on a double game week. I think that Harry Kane should be on more teams than he is now.
So there has been a talk that this week the holding record for FPL of all times will be broken. With people bringing in Harry Kane and putting him as captain or triple captain, what do you think? Do you think that there's a chance that could happen?
He's not right now at 49.7%, and I think mainly you should do that. I don't know if it will be done because of the dead teams and things like that, and it's not very cheap, Kane. So I don't think that. It will be easy, so but it might pass for Bruno Fernandes that he's now 57.6%
right.
Elected, so he will probably go above him, and I recommend everyone to do that if they can.
Yeah, and what about the captain choice? I mean, is a very easy and natural captain choice for this week if you have him, but I mean. Also, it's not a very differential choice. So if you don't choose him, you're going to be living in anxiety for the whole weekend. And on the other hand, if you do choose him, you're not getting a big advantage on that.
Look, the big benefit, as you said, is differential if you're not giving him the captaincy. And it really will be a thrill if you won't give him the captaincy, because it will be hard for you to come with points, and maybe your heart will be broken. But I think that at this time of year, people are all tired from this game, or maybe don't have any more chances to do anything, so they let go. So you might need this any point that you can get. And I pointed a point, and if everyone will do the captain and he will be great, then you were really fucked up if you didn't do that. So if you have him, captain him. If you don't have him, bring him and then captain him. That's my mentality for this week.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it's not the right time to be smart about this, especially with such an easy schedule and the fact that Tottenham honestly didn't have a very condensed schedule for this week. I mean, they had a game on Sunday, then this game is on Friday, the game against Everton, right? And then their game against Southampton is on Wednesday. So five games between each game, not a very tight schedule. They should be fine for both games, and they should win both of them.
Yeah, they should win them, and maybe even easily. So Harry Kane is a really good candidate and a really good captaincy all over around. I don't think that we should say anything more than that, actually.
Yeah, and also, do you recommend to bring in more more Spurs assets, like Son, like Reguilón, like maybe Bale?
Son is not really scoring at the moment. He might score this week. I really depend on the situation. I don't think that I would bring him specially for this week. I won't drop, I don't know. I wouldn't drop any player specifically just because I want Son for my team, because he's a player that can produce 4 points this week easily, and he would not, and like you will be very angry with him how he let you down, but he's not scoring. Like what you're expecting? So I'm thinking that if you have him, keep him. If you don't have him, don't try to bring him if you have other options.
Yeah, I don't agree with you so much about that. I actually took a hit to bring him in instead of De Bruyne. It's more because of De Bruyne than because of Son, but I am kind of optimistic about this. Sorry?
That's exactly what I said. If you have someone that you you really want to get rid of, you can bring him. Don't say that he won't save any points, but don't bring him as a saver. He won't say he might not save your game week and will irritate you instead of that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you need to be cautiously optimistic about him. I mean, keep in mind that he's not in the best form, even though he scored last week.
Yeah.
All right. So another team that we are looking at the moment is Leicester. As we talked already about Iheanacho and Maddison, a bit about Vardy, which we are not so keen about. But Leicester's schedule is looking really good. So maybe it's the right time to also bring in Castagna. Team Castagna also assisted last game. So even though the clean sheet didn't come in, it might come in this week. They have a really really comfortable schedule. They're playing West Brom this week. They're playing next week against Crystal Palace, which probably will score. Southampton, exactly. So it's not a very difficult schedule, and we really recommend to bring in as many Leicester assets as you can, but not Vardy right now.
Yeah, Vardy is too expensive for this kind of product that he's bringing us. And Leicester is kind of having trouble to keep a clean sheet, but if you want to bring Pereira or Castagne, it's not such a bad idea. I don't say rush to bring them, but it's a good idea. Although they are not really cheap, like 5.7 and 5.9. You should think about it a few times before you do that.
Yeah. I agree. I'm not bringing in any defenders, but I'm still keeping an eye on Castagne. If they're gonna be able to keep a clean sheet in the next game or two, he's a good choice. Maybe it's a good choice. Replace your City asset with him, and as City will stop having any important games in the league, once they take the championship, it's maybe a better option.
Yeah, we'll need to see and how much they will do keep the clean sheet, because they are not playing at the best form. Don't forget, they just lost to
West Ham.
To West Ham, and they lost to City before that.
So two really tough games, you have to remember.
Yeah, two really tough games, and we should see what will happen next for them.
Yeah.
What's the last team that we're going to talk about?
For this week, we already mentioned a little bit about Chelsea, but let's say they are fighting for the top four for the Champions League spot. They have a really good team, but can you guess who's going to play?
No, you can't.
You can't.
You can research. You can see our Facebook post in Hebrew and try to translate for yourself how many minutes all of them play in the last week. But basically, it's a gamble.
It's a huge gamble. One player we know that is playing a lot for Tuchel is Mount, which had a really good game this week. And in general, is a good form also for his country. So he's a really good player. I watched him. I watched the second half of the game, and he was really, you know, everywhere. He was playing really good. He's maneuvering the ball really well. He's activating everyone. He's taking corners, so that's assist possibility. Really good player, but would you say is an asset you should keep or take? If you don't have him,
Chelsea assets is too expensive and too their minutes are not very, very much stable for me to take them. Only if, no, I won't bring him.
Okay, and what about Havertz or Pulisic? Pulisic had a really good game, and Havertz?
No, I don't have. I won't have any Chelsea assets. I don't like the tension of them playing or not playing, and a team that I don't really like, and I don't think that they are that good, and they are fighting for a place in the Champions League, but I can't see who is the main point provider there. So if I don't have that, I don't know what to do. I don't think that they are keeping a clean sheet like before, so I will just let other players enjoy the points.
Right. Even their goalkeeper is not the sure thing, because, you know, not in terms of playing time, but in terms of clean sheets.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about top captain choices for this week. Yes. We have on the obvious choices, we have Kane, Son, Bruno, and Salah.
Okay.
What do you say about these options? Which one is the best option for you? Well, it's kind of obvious. We already talked about it, about Kane. But would you take a differential choice on Son?
I already said it. No, I will give him vice, but it's also redundant, because Kane will play one of these games for sure, and probably both of them. So like, the vice is not really important this week. If I have only Son, I will probably give him the captaincy in front of those two.
In front of Bruno and Salah.
Yeah, I don't trust Salah.
Yeah.
He's not good this season for me to trust him to score.
Yeah, but another teammate of him, I'm going to talk now about differential captains. So Jota could be an option, even though this week he didn't have much points at all. He was involved in the goals. He almost assisted one of the goals, which is, you know, you don't get a lot of points for that on fantasy, but you do understand that this is a player that you can have production of points from, and is not very expensive also.
Yes, yes. I like, basically, all the places you said is the differential captain that you suggested, besides Pulisic. I think that all of them can make the difference this week. If you want to be adventurous, do that. But again,
you mean not... Lingard? We didn't mention that yet here. Oh, okay. You just see it written. So Jota, Lingard, and Iheanacho could be a good option. You're saying Pulisic, not a good option.
Not a good option. Again, it's a Chelsea matter, but basically, it's a good option in theory. Practical, please don't do anything stupid. If you're choosing captain, choose it from Tottenham. If you want to choose a differential, use a defender. Use a defender from a Tottenham, maybe a Reguilón or something like that. Maybe they will do more than you expect them. But if you want to do, if you, I'm recommending only Tottenham players this week.
Yeah. I agree with you, but one thing I have to say is that sometimes the double game weeks don't provide as we hope, because of the pressure of the games. So in general, it's not always the best choice, even though it's so tempting to take the captain from the double game week. Yeah. This week is not the case, because there is a big gap between the days of the games. So yeah, go for Kane or Son. Or at the worst case, go for a defender. Okay. I think that more or less for us this week. Enough for us this week. We're done. Do you have any final things to say about the game week or about anything coming forward?
It's going to be a long and a tough week. Like, two games a day. It will be frustrating if your players you're doing not very good as much as you expect them. Don't get bummed by it. There are still more days. There are still more games. This leaves us basically, it's easier to focus on each games. So maybe this is the time to a bit of scouting.
Yeah.
So watch out and see what your players do.
Exactly. Scout your players, scout possible players. And, you know, in general, try to enjoy it. It's going to be a very tough week. And then after that, straight away, another week. We're back to the Christmas-style game weeks.
Exactly. Okay, so good luck to everyone.
Good luck. I hope you have green hours at the end of this week. Just do the right thing and bring in Tottenham players. And we are Boring Tales FPL, sorry, FPL dash Boring Tales on Twitter. On Facebook, it's just called Boring Tales. The page, and you get different content there, so you can follow us there as well. We are available on all the familiar apps for podcasts, so you're welcome to follow us there, to listen to our episodes, to give us feedback. We're really hoping for your rate and review on those platforms, so that will help us promote this content to more people. And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Have a great week and good luck.